the mashed potato, do the candy yam, do the funky turkey, cause it's time to jam. If you don't wanna dance, baby, that's alright. Do some non-stop shopping to work up an appetite. Make your Thanksgiving one long meal, cause the more you eat, the more grateful you are gonna feel.
Gobble, 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 gobble. Welcome to Mr. 100 Turkeys and the Five Star Gravy.
Dressing.
Dressing.
Only dressing. It's the best part of Thanksgiving.
It is. I agree.
Turkey. It's turkey.
I will
That's
eat.
The whole point of Thanksgiving.
Turkey's too mainstream.
I'm not a hipster.
Yeah, because, you know, the dressing.
I am wearing a Carhartt hoodie, ironically. No, I'm not. This thing's warm as hell, and I love it.
It's
my
too
new favorite.
Warm.
It's my new favorite piece of clothing.
It's too warm.
No,
it's too warm for right now.
Not in my house. Like, because we don't have our heat on yet,
oh.
And my windows are drafty as hell.
Yeah.
So instead of like, oh, I can get some thick curtains or some window treatment. No, that's rental. No, that's really expensive. I'm just gonna buy a warm ass.
Buy
hoodie.
The Carhartt.
Yeah.
I don't turn on my heat. It's still a fan in winter until it gets ice cold. Hey,
I turn my heat on.
Yeah, you do.
What does that mean?
I don't get it.
Welcome. It's Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. Asa said we didn't do a show last week.
We didn't.
And I feel like we did.
No.
No, we didn't.
That was the night that I had the symbiote and you were sick, and then I got sick the next day.
I guess. I thought that was 2 weeks ago, though.
No.
Okay.
It was not.
Well, welcome back to the show. I want to spend a special...
'Cause two weeks ago was the election one.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, now I remember.
Yeah,
real quick, I want to send a special shout out to Austin Lane, hoping he recovers quickly.
Yes.
Because I'm already going to miss him. We'll talk more about that tomorrow on PWU.
Yeah.
That's breaking news, but we'll break that tomorrow. Tonight, we're here to talk about Thanksgiving. We're not going to do a Thanksgiving show this year, obviously, because Thursday is Thanksgiving, it's Tana Thursday, but there's no Tana Thursday because we're all going to be with our families.
We're going to be here.
I'll be with at least one family that day. It just won't be my own. I'm going to take a family hostage and eat their turkey.
Because that's the important part.
Because that's the American
way. Well, it's a South Philly tradition. Yeah. You go to the one house, you eat their Thanksgiving dinner while they're at your house eating your Thanksgiving dinner.
That's why there was never a dinner there when you got home.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do tonight? We're going to talk about the things we're thankful for. The things that we're really happy about in
life.
Things
we're so thankful for.
We're so thankful for these things. And here to talk about that with me tonight is the lovely ensemble. It's the five-star man at the end of the table.
Yes.
That's Asa Gray, who I am thankful for, legitimately.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute.
No. It's not a bit.
I'm so thankful.
Producer Allie, to my
Hello.
Right. And then special guest tonight, we're doubling up your PWU cast this week, Dalton Anthony, to my left.
Yo.
And let's talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. It is this Thursday, and this has been the worst year since ever. Literally, no one's ever had a worse year than we've had this year.
Are you sure?
We lost people. We lost a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of someone I personally cared about. There's the big ones. David Bowie, obviously.
Gene Wilder.
See, I was never a huge Gene Wilder fan.
Muhammad Ali.
I was a big Muhammad Ali fan, so I've always been a big boxing fan.
Kimbo Slice for Shannon.
I forgot he died until you just said that. Like, I'm pretty sure I saw him fight last week.
Oh.
Harold Ramis.
No, he died.
Wait, no, he died last year.
Was it?
No, he died like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Oh, was it 2, 3 years?
Yeah.
I feel like I just read something about him.
It was his birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday was his birthday.
That was probably it.
So late happy birthday, 72nd birthday to the great Harold Ramis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure glad he's gone. I'm thankful that my favorite stars are dropping like flies. Mr. Food's gone.
Oh, you forgot the most important one. Nah, I'm not going to do the joke.
Five
never
Dog?
Mind. No. Never mind. It's over. Like, I legitimately don't want to do the joke, so. Because I hate everyone who makes the joke.
Oh!
Yeah, there you go. So we're going to move past
it. Did you get it yet?
It's fine.
No.
Don't worry about it.
He's going to spell it out for you.
S-A-W. It's the reaction. I can't help it.
H-A-R-A-N. B-E.
I got
there
it.
We go.
Okay, we're moving on.
I think we did a Thanksgiving show last year, but I really don't remember it.
We did.
Oh, we did really?
You don't want to remember it.
Why?
Chad.
Oh! That motherfucker.
Well, I know what I'm listening to on my way to Charleston tonight.
Yeah, last year Chad was in the studio for the Thanksgiving show. Now it's all coming back to me.
Yep.
I'm going to tag that son of a bitch in this, too.
Because I listened in on that show.
I'm so thankful that Chad was here last year to do that show. I got that Cosby reputation for a couple weeks, and I didn't appreciate it at all.
It wasn't.
Yeah, I like not even doing a bit. Like, I really hated that episode.
Yeah,
because well, no, like none of that was funny.
I didn't think so. They were cracking their asses either. Up.
Yeah,
the who was it? It was Chad. Was
Jesse
it Tanner?
Tanner and Jess. Tanner.
Yeah,
and you.
In the like, the content was not funny. That is not a joking matter. Your reaction to it. Was the funny, like, just like.
Oh, I bring out my A game when people accuse me of being a rapist. That's when I really bring out the jokes.
Yeah.
And of course,
so
it was.
Hilarious.
It was a joke, of course. I mean, I get it, but, in this day and age,
it's
like,
not
yeah,
any
great jokes
need
to die.
Yeah.
You know? No, 20 years ago, they were fine.
Were they? I don't think they were. I don't think that was a thing.
So this year I've got a good set of people to talk about it with. Let's jump right into this. Let's talk about something we're thankful for. Because this is the time of the year where you should kick back with your family and your friends, forget about all the terrible things that's happened, and just remember the good and what you are happy about and what you are thankful for. I'd like to start off by saying I am so thankful that Dalton came back to the show. I don't know how we did the show without him. There was a lot of times where I was lost and I didn't know what to talk about. And I would look over to my left and I was hoping to see the douchebag hat and, you know.
And the glasses.
And the glasses and the unironically funny t-shirts. I don't know. What are you wearing there?
It's a Jericho t-shirt.
Drink it in, man. And I do every time you're here. So I'm so glad that you're back because I don't know how we did the show without you.
Well, I'm happy to be back.
And I thank God every day. That Dalton Anthony has returned.
One like, one appreciation.
And you know who else is thankful that you're back? Hunter Hendricks. And Cody Rhodes. No.
You mean little brother Cody?
If Cody Rhodes was in our chat, I wouldn't let him.
He would remove us immediately.
Like. He would remove himself immediately.
No, he wouldn't. He would keep the chat alive, but it's just him.
Cody Rhodes has entered the chat. Hey, what's up? Cody Rhodes has left the chat. Aw. We had that coming.
We deserved it.
We deserved it.
Dalton, what are you thankful for this year?
You know, we talked about it. I'm grateful for all the celebrity deaths we had. You know, nothing's better than listening to a song that references one of them and then feeling instant sadness.
It gives you something to talk about.
Every time.
You know, the celebrities really don't do much for us as a society.
No, they don't.
So whenever they give us something to discuss on the show, you know, that's what I'm thankful for.
Yeah.
Like Anna Faris and her dog.
No. We're not doing that bit today.
Asa, did you miss most of that?
Yeah.
In the group chat? You're
caught
lucky.
I caught it at the tail end.
It got mad. And by it, I mean Jesse. And by mad, I mean furious. That's all we'll say. That's all we'll
say.
Okay. I just want to tease the listener. Because you know what they're grateful for?
References all of our inside
that go
jokes.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Asa, what about you?
I'm so thankful that there are businesses out there that know the importance
yes.
of making money.
Yes.
So that they can help all of those families not want to spend time. Like, oh my, can you imagine having to spend an entire holiday
no.
with your like friends and family and loved ones?
No.
Thankfully, there are places that will let them come into where they work, make some money, you know, it doesn't matter that they might have to miss dinner,
you know,
or make everybody have like a Thanksgiving lunch instead.
You know, if history teaches me anything from personal experience is that the family wants to eat earlier in the day.
Right.
Nobody wants to wait for Thanksgiving dinner.
No, yeah.
You know, my dad always wanted to eat lunch. You know, it was Thanksgiving. We had our turkey packed away by 3 or 4 o'clock. Now, unfortunately, my parents, you know, back in that time, they didn't really keep the stores open that early. So we had nowhere to go shop. So I had to then sit with my family for the rest of the evening and talk.
Ew.
Yeah.
Really?
So
that's gross.
Thank God that there are places that are giving us options.
Right.
That we can go spend our family or our time spending, which is really an American pastime.
It is.
And it's something we're all grateful for.
USA, baby.
Because if it wasn't for communism. Communism.
Capitalism.
Capitalism. Consumerism. was the word I was searching for. Where would any of us be?
Yeah.
Allie, what about you?
I'm thankful for school projects, like art projects, since I'm an art major. That is strictly homework.
Yes.
So, you know, my 3-hour-long classes,
yeah.
I can't work on it at all.
No.
And all, instead, I have to work on it now.
Well, you get that. Yeah. You get that experience.
It's the homework.
Yeah, it's not classwork.
Yeah. That's built, a whole other thing.
Builds character. You should be really thankful for that.
Yeah, she is.
I am.
That's what she
said. That's what I'm saying, yeah. Dalton.
Pay attention, dum-dum. I'm also thankful Dalton's back.
Yes.
We're so thankful.
Yes. And just real quick, everyone listening, I'm going to take about 3 or 4 seconds. I want you all to bow your head and say a prayer and say thank you for Dalton being back. We're going to do that now. Please bow your heads. Okay.
Thank You're you. The only one.
Was I the only one about
that? Yeah, I watched those two.
Because you didn't bow your head.
Yeah, why didn't
so
you?
So you're going to chastise us for not doing it? You didn't do it.
Are you not grateful that you're back?
Wouldn't it be kind of
so thankful?
You know,
for the
you also
that
don't have
does.
To actually physically bow your head.
He said to bow your head.
Well, you don't. I do.
I mean, it's not a requirement.
But he said to do it.
You can still.
You know what I'm thankful for? I am so thankful for this bit.
I'll tell you something else I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that Cody decided not to do the sports show anymore, because that gives me a Saturday open where I can plan a new show. And, you know.
I don't like this bit either. I'm not thankful for this bit.
Well, I mean, it opens up room for the bit of have Cody do commentary to Ghostbusters, since it would be his first time watching it.
Cody is thankful that he has movies like Ghostbusters to watch. New experiences. Things that he can now share with his family. When he's not spending Thanksgiving with him because he's out shopping. God bless you.
He's going to find a great deal on a Ghostbusters box set.
And then watch it on Saturday instead of record the show.
I'm so thankful for inside jokes. Seven people are listening to this like, okay. Oh, no, there is no Thursday show.
No.
Maybe Nerd Up will be better.
I think everyone listening is thankful for us. That we present them.
They're so thankful.
We're presenting them entertainment in ways that they never thought imaginable. You know, I know there's a million podcasts out there you could be listening to, but none of them really hit the level of wit and charm that we do every other day.
I mean, yeah, it's like you have options like, oh, you could listen to like paid, trained comedians with TV deals and stuff. Yeah. Or
you could
listen people sitting at a table in a video game store.
Do you ever watch Mr. Show with Bob and David much?
What you've shown me.
You've made
much.
Me watch every
yeah,
episode.
Well, the very first episode when Bob and David introduced themselves, I think it was David Cross says, America spoke and HBO listened. You said you wanted more comedy shows featuring people you've never heard of. And that's what I like to think we are. We're that great comedy show that people have never heard of, nor do they remember.
Just pops up in their queue every week. Just like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Podzilla?
I've heard of those guys. Let's click play.
A couple of times a week.
And then 3 or 4 minutes later, click stop and go, well.
And then we're just like, man, they could have lasted one more minute. We could have gotten the listen.
Back to
it.
They're just enough so we get the listen.
Yeah.
And then, they're like, oh yeah, I remember now. Next week, ooh, a new podcast. Click.
Here's a tip, kids. What I do is I'll hit play on our show, but then I'll just put it on mute and put it in the background. That way I support the show, but I don't have to actually listen to us. You know? I don't know about you guys, but I sure get tired of hearing me talk.
Oh yeah, I still hate my voice. Yeah.
I did a fantastic thing on Thursday whenever we did the Pokemon trainer challenge, and I'm not sure if you paid attention to me at all, but the second I got done talking, I tuned out so I could listen to the whole episode the next day and just really have fun with it. And I remember your gym being just as depressing the second time as it was the first.
Way to stay engaged in the conversation. For the actual show that we were recording at the time.
Well, I mean, there were 5 people, so it's
yeah,
probably better.
That's true. Yeah. I was good.
Yeah, that Pokemon show was pretty fun. Lindsay just went off on it and got into, you know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for Lindsay because she has continued to, be the same person that she's been for my entire life. And, now I'm gonna stop this bit now. Because she's going to listen to the show and she'll kill me. So.
Kill you dead.
No, I am thankful for her. She gets really into Pokemon. Like, really into Pokemon.
I'm having to resist the urge because I haven't played since Saturday and I have my 3DS right here. I'm really resisting the urge to pop mine open.
You know what else I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for recording on Thursday nights with Jesse and Lindsay. So when I'm stressed out at the end of the day and I don't want them to be stressed out because they both work very, very hard. So I'm glad I give them a place to sit and play on their iPads that gives them a chance to relax. So I am thankful for that. That I can give them a service, you know?
I'm not thankful for this bit.
Oh, no.
I don't like any of these bits. This is a bad episode. Turn back now.
Dalton posted in the group chat about, hey, what are you guys thankful for? And I don't, all right, so I don't know if you guys have gotten the joke yet. we're being sarcastic.
What?
Well, I mean, I think we said that at the beginning. It's the things that we're so thankful for.
Yeah, but sometimes subtlety is lost on people. You have to spell it out for them.
I really hope that it's... I genuinely hope that people don't think that we're actually thankful for, like, businesses opening back on Thursday.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Or that, yeah.
Famous people dying. Like, we'd be the most
hateful
group.
What if they did
turn
off the show at that point? They're like, oh, they're happy David Bowie died? Oh, screw these guys.
These guys are the worst. We're going to have our own TMZ article.
These guys are assholes. I'm also thankful for all the Republicans who saw past the bigotry and the racism, the sexism, and saw the vision of the man that would become our president-elect. You know, I was blind.
And
I'm glad they saw through it more than me.
Well, like, and you're thankful for the Republicans. I'm even more thankful for the Electoral College.
Yeah.
Who just were just like, oh, you mean 1.7 million people voted for one candidate over the other. But, you know, we just really... We need it the way it works. We have to give the votes to the other person, even though so many people voted the other way.
Yeah. It streamlines it for you.
It is. Because
counting all of those votes can get confusing.
Yeah.
You know, if you threw a bunch of sunflower seeds on the ground, I couldn't count them.
No.
I get lost. So counting that many votes, especially have you seen people, like the people that work at those voting places? They're all about to die. They're at least 80 plus a piece. So. They're not going to last long enough to count all the votes. So I'm also thankful for the Electoral College.
Yeah.
I'm also thankful for electrical Pokemon.
Wait, electrical what? Pokemon?
Yeah, like Pikachu or...
Electric? Just like the electric type?
Yeah. Electabuzz.
Well, why them?
For powering our country.
I don't... What? So you heard it here first, folks. If you're playing Pokemon Go, leave the electric types alone. Otherwise, there will be rolling blackouts. The nation will plunge into darkness.
What do you think happened to California all those years ago?
Someone caught all the Magnetons.
Not a single Electabuzz amongst them. Just Schwarzenegger.
He was the one that caught them all.
Just Machops and Machamps as far as the eye could see.
When Schwarzenegger was in power, it was nothing but bodybuilding Pokemon.
Yeah. Not a Pikachu to be found.
No. Asa, you know who we're thankful for?
Who are we thankful
Vince
for?
Vince McMahon.
Oh, so thankful.
For continuing to give us great wrestling that we can watch week after week.
Great storytelling.
And he's
logical storytelling.
Yeah.
He's so in touch with the fans today.
Yeah.
They know exactly what to do to make us happy.
Yeah. I'm really thankful for Sunday's Survivor Series when, you know what, all the right people won and all the right people lost.
You know what I'm super thankful for? Squash matches. Because, like, we sat since 6 o'clock and watched Survivor Series and you're like, you know what would be good? Just not going till 10.
The main event I was scared was going to go on too long. I was getting tired. So I was really thinking, I hope that they can really end this within the next minute.
Like halfway through the match, you're really just like, man, these guys are kind of wearing thin. Like,
yeah.
They really need to wrap it up.
Just wrap it up real quick so I can get home.
Yeah.
You know, cause I'd love to go home to my friends and family because I miss them so much.
I know why they ended it. I am thankful that they started WWE Storytime so they could cut our pay-per-view shorter so we could watch animation.
Well, that gives you time to get home.
Yes. I'm thankful
Why'd you
for
stare at me
I'm, I'm thankful for dead air.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of it on this show because we all said last week what was the original idea for tonight? It was we were talking about streaming Heroes of the Storm, right?
Yeah, because they have the
Nexus Challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were talking about streaming Heroes of the Storm, but I thought, well, I really want to do a Thanksgiving show because I feel like it's one of those things that It's a yearly tradition, and it's always fun to talk about that stuff, but it very quickly sank and set in that we weren't really thankful for anything because it's been such a terrible year.
And
we are thankful for a few things, and we're going to talk about those legitimately.
Oh, yeah.
But for the most part, we are really bitter this year.
Yes.
And
this year, every year, forever.
This year especially.
Just a monster.
And so I mentioned, well, what if we do a Thanksgiving show where we talk about what we're thankful for? And it's all on the tone of how you say it. So then we thought, okay, that'll be a lot of fun. And then I got here tonight and I asked everybody, so everybody have your list? No. And I also do not. So we didn't really want to put any thought to it either. So this is a very laid back, casual show. I meant to post it on Facebook so I could find out what everybody else was thankful for. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
I played Heroes of the Storm with Steven. which, by the way, is awful at Heroes of the Storm. For a guy that's, you know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for teammates like Stephen Bright. Because as good as he is at everything else, he's even better at Heroes of the Storm. The way he rushes in as Tracer and fights four enemies at once and doesn't feel the need to back out, he saves me. I can get away, and he can die 30 or 40 times per match.
He's, I mean, not, I'm right? not going to be, probably not. I don't think he listens to any of these. I mean, I'm terrible at Heroes of the Storm. Like, I, even when I was playing fairly regularly between like you and Jesse and then like some of the people that I work with, yeah, I was just, I never could figure out like what I was supposed to do. There got to be a couple here, like, there was a couple of characters that I got pretty decent. Well, not, that's not even true. There's a couple characters that I felt like I finally was starting to understand like how they worked. But yeah, I just was so, the most successful that I was whenever I was the twins, or like the conjoined twins, whatever. The thing with the two heads.
Did you just call an Etten conjoined twins?
Etten?
Yeah, that's what those things are called. They're Ettens.
I don't know.
There might be an ogre in this game. I don't know. Warcraft has kind of a weird logic. But you're talking about like the big,
there's just
big
some
dummies.
Big orange thing yeah. with two heads. And yeah. One, you, it's two players play the one hero. And
I've never heard him referred to as conjoined. I'm sorry.
I don't know what he
is. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But my friend Jacob was the one who moved, and then I could just attack. Yeah. So I didn't have to worry about like going to the right spot.
So you smashed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, so I was like, when it was on rails, I was okay. But yeah, every other time I'm just like, so I go here. Yeah. Okay. You got killed by a minion. That's not really supposed to happen.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll be back in 45 seconds.
Steven thought that every hero was a tank. So it didn't matter how powerful they were. He would just rush in and fight. And I was a legitimate tank. Like, I actually was inside of a tank. So I did much better.
I think Uther was another one that I got okay with.
You have no idea what we're talking about, do you?
Whoosh.
You got to make the noise, Anthony. Whoosh. Here's the Storm. It's a great game.
I mean, I've heard of it, and I watched you guys play it today, but it's not something I would be able to.
And I've heard
to.
From a couple people them say, I just couldn't grasp it. Like, I don't know
it
what
it seems so complicated. Like, even my friend Jared, who's, like, really good at it, is like, yeah, there's really, you just kind of have to find a character that you like.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
And learn them in and out, and then don't worry about anything else. So even though there's, like, 190 characters in that game.
There's
like,
751.
You really only need to know two of them.
Well, no, that's not true because, you know, then if someone's not picked a healer, you need to pick a healer. It's kind of, it's Overwatch. It's Overwatch the MOBA.
So, Jesse.
It's Mobile Watch.
What you want to do is you tell me to start playing it and then you tell me which healer I like.
No, I heal in that game.
Oh, then I never need to play it.
I mean, like, you can be the healer, but see, whenever you get me and Jesse together, it's like a two-man wrecking squad. Like, when me and Steven played, we eked out a victory that we came back from. Then Jesse joined, and then me and Jesse just destroyed everything. And that 25-minute match me and Steven had turned into 11-minute matches with me and Jesse.
Was it Sheshy Crush?
Yes. It was Janin.
Janin.
It was Janin and Sheshy.
Janin and Sheshy. You know, Sheshy.
There's something that I'm actually thankful for is Blizzard.
Yeah.
Like, all jokes aside, yeah. I'm really thankful for Blizzard because they just put out the best games of any genre. Like, they have it all on lock. You want an RTS? StarCraft. You want a MMO? The Juggernaut. World of Warcraft, the biggest one going today. They've got your action RPG in Diablo. They've got what would you call Overwatch? It's a
first-person team shooter.
Yeah. Team shooter. They got that covered. And then with Heroes of the Storm, they got the MOBA scene covered. Blizzard only puts out one game every 17,000 moons, but when they put it out, it's the best of the best. It's the Austin Lane of video games. From pillar to post.
I was gonna say from button to button to joystick to joystick.
You know, if you That's had terrible. If you got his tag right, he wouldn't have gotten hurt.
It is your fault.
I blame you specifically, Dalton.
What if he listens to this and now I'm gonna have to see this on Facebook tomorrow?
Oh, awesome. Good. Please, if you're listening to this, put this blame on Facebook him. Tomorrow. Do you know his name?
Also, if you're listening, I'm so sorry.
Oh yeah,
that
you
had to listen to this show.
Oh, what's wrong with this show?
It feels like it's going rough. Maybe I'm just tired.
I really think that in our heads, it was going to be really funny to just be sarcastic assholes.
It would have been.
And it kind of is. But
I think it would have worked better if we had lists instead of just like trying to go off the cuff.
Well, not only that, but we really genuinely sound like sarcastic assholes when we're doing it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that can be not fun.
But the thing of it is we sound like sarcastic assholes whenever we do Nerd Up and whenever we do PWU. It's kind of our shtick.
Yeah, but not to this level.
Oh, yeah. No, we like, never go out of our way this hard.
It's over the top. Yeah. It's set up to 11.
Sometimes we kind of, you know, it drips sarcasm. We are just oozing it at this point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's flip the switch. Let's talk about things we actually like.
Put the timestamp, because you need to just put this in the description of the show. Just be like, all right, so at like however many minutes in, this is when it gets real.
Well, we're 14 minutes in.
14? Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm about to say, there's no way.
It feels like an eternity.
I was like, wow, time is just slipping into the future.
Let's start with the people that, well, actually, no, I think Lindsay. All right, so I didn't post it, but Lindsay sent me some sarcastic bitch answers, and I'm going to read those first.
You know, I like how we said we were going to put a timestamp, and now we're going to go back to sarcasm, because it doesn't help
our...
I mean, he hasn't typed out the actual time yet, though, so, I mean...
30
minutes.
That's
for when it comes in.
30 minutes. Okay. All right, cool. So I asked Lindsay, since I didn't post it on Facebook, I asked her what she was thankful for, and, she followed suit. She said, I'm thankful for adult temper tantrums, large boulder rocks of assault at 3 a.m., that's true, the pointlessness of my UPS program. So let me tell you about that real quick. So... there's a vacuum. So her parents are sending us a vacuum. Instead of sending us a gift card to buy the vacuum, which is what they were going to do originally, but instead they found a great deal, and I'm doing air quotes, and they might be listening to this, so thank you for the vacuum. But instead of sending the gift card, they sent an entire damn vacuum. So they tried to deliver it yesterday, and there was nobody there to pick it up. They left a note saying nobody was here. So Bob and Lindsay both signed it because apparently he had packages too that said just leave it. So they also were going to send it to the wrong address, the people below us, two college girls. I don't really know them. I've seen them a couple times, whatever. They parked in my spot
through
more than once.
Window shades?
No, that's a specific person that does that. Wink, wink. And I got home tonight, and it said that it had been delivered, but we had no vacuum. So we're like, I think someone stole our vacuum off our doorstep, which is kind of silly to think about, but also, why would UPS ever leave packages on someone's doorstep if they're not home?
That's what you signed agreeing that you...
But I think it's silly that's even an option, though.
They did that with my Apple Watch. Like, I showed up on my, like, because I sent it to my mom's house, because I work pretty close to my mom's house, and I drove up, and it was just sitting on, the little bench my mom has. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, that could go bad.
Yeah, because depending on where you're at, like, some people could just straight take them.
But you also signed to allow them to do that.
Well, I mean, just because you sign a contract doesn't... No.
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 Stop it.
No, I just think it's silly that they even offer that option. Like, I don't know. That's just silly. I mean, yeah, if people sign it, then it's their own fault. They lose their stuff. Absolutely. But that's just a silly thing to offer.
I always have stuff sent to my parents' house still.
Well,
because I would not have anything, anything not even not valuable, I wouldn't have sent to my... where I live.
Well, it's like, why didn't you send it to the store? You know, I'm there all the time. Mm-hmm. I could have just gotten it. And Lindsay does her thing where she pouts, and so I didn't think of that. I'm like, of course you didn't. What was the name of the conjoined twins? Do you remember? Because that's basically Lindsay and I. Like,
if I had known their names, I would have said their names. I wouldn't have called them conjoined twins and gotten laughed at.
I didn't laugh at you. I laughed with you.
I wasn't laughing.
Oh, someone laughed. Was it you? No, no one's laughing at the show.
You want to be on Dalton's chest? You want to be on Dalton's side?
Nope.
That's where you want to land?
Nope.
Lindsay's also thankful for dead car batteries. I'm also very thankful for that. Which, despite that, right now, at the end of this month, we're going to be like 600 in the positive in our bank account.
Woot!
No, that scares the shit out of me.
Like, cause like last time where something didn't come out.
That's exactly what I said.
You've already checked everything.
I did, but there's got to be something. There's something I don't know about, because I checked my bank today. I'm like, okay, I want to see if I have enough money to buy dinner tonight. And there was like $400. I was like, that ain't right. What hasn't pulled? Everything's pulled, and my rent's not due till the next check. So then I get paid again this week. What's going on? Something ain't right. I'm scared. I'm scared to spend money.
Like the $400 thief is going to come by and be like, oh, whip, I didn't take my cut this week.
Deep. Someone's going to come by.
Well, no, because that exact thing happened, because he was talking at he was at the store and he was telling us like, yeah, I'm actually like, we have more money than I thought we were supposed to. Like, this is really weird. And I was the one that was like, well, that's when you find out like, oh, something like some auto pay like messed up.
Yep.
Sure enough.
Sure enough, it was my insurance, I'm pretty sure.
Your car insurance, yeah.
So this time I made sure to check.
Because the bank didn't process your car payment or
see,
whatever it was.
It's all gone. The car payment, the insurance, everything pulled, and I'm still like $400 up. Plus the whatever hundred I get from this next paycheck. Mm-hmm. It just don't make no sense. I'm legitimately worried. Like, I'm not joking.
Well, just be sure to hold on to it for an extra week. Kind of make sure, like...
Actually, you have $400. You need to go buy
Xbox One.
You need to go buy an Xbox One because it has dropped to 300.
Yeah,
we can do that now.
Let's go do it right now.
All
right,
cool. We just going to shut the... No?
We might as well.
All right, cool.
Show's over. Have a Thanksgiving.
Asa, take us out.
Have a good Thanksgiving. Just have a Thanksgiving. Also thankful for Tiny Kitchens. Mm-hmm. And dumb children who don't understand they shouldn't play with weight sets in the stores.
Did one of them die?
I hope so. It's one of those videos where like they're trying to lift it and then it falls and it hits their throat and like beheads them.
Jesus. We're sorry. We really are. We thought this was going to be funnier.
I'm laughing.
No, you weren't. You weren't even laughing at it.
I'm having a great time thinking about dead children.
Wee.
So here's what the group chat is thankful for, and these are all legit.
You want to read Hunter's and I'll read Cody's?
Who's first?
Hunter.
No, Cody's is first because he says, I'm thankful you don't teach children the English language, Dalton.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
He has a serious one after that.
Okay, go ahead.
You want to read Hunter's and then yeah.
So Double H Hunter Hendricks, old friend of the show, also GM of Cape Championship Wrestling, which has their show this weekend, Knockout. It's Knockout something, isn't it?
Knockout, November Knockout.
November Knockout, yeah. And that's going to be this Saturday at the something center in Delta.
It's just community center?
Community center
in Delta. We're all going to be there, except maybe Allie, who has to work, because I don't think she's talked to anybody yet.
He wasn't there.
No. Nah.
So she might not go. So I might have an extra ticket. Hey, Podzilla fans, do you want to go see Cape Championship Wrestling with Mr. 100 and the gang? Message us. And if I like you enough, or if you don't annoy me that bad, and your name isn't redacted... We might invite you to come watch the show with us. You can sit right next to me. You can play the alley role. We'll hold hands. We'll
Jeff O'Dell will call you a child.
Yeah.
We'll rub against each other's thighs and kiss each other's. No, that's me and Asa.
Yeah,
that's me and Asa.
I was getting.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was starting to get a little upset.
I get confused. You both have the name A. You both have skin.
Wow, that was the creepiest comparison
for long.
He's wearing that human suit. Double H says he's thankful for his family. Amen. And that's my wife, my dog, and you guys. That's enough for me. Pretty much. Replace my wife. I never get tired of that joke. Replace dog with cat and wife with alcohol. No, I can't lie. I don't drink. I want to be edgy, but I'm not edgy.
Because drinking. Well, legal drinking. Whoa, man. Awful so hardcore. Heavy.
Well, hold on. Once I walked home from Schnucks with a little, with a flask filled with whiskey and I drank it. How's that?
Dang. Yeah. You drank a whole alcohol?
I did at one point. I did at one point.
What's next? You're going to try injecting marijuanas?
I heard that kills you.
I thought we weren't going to be sarcastic anymore. That's
all I know.
Hunter, go ahead and read,
Dalton, go ahead and read Cody's.
Well, I'm so sorry. Friendship over.
This was Cody's. I'm thankful for my family, friends, including those in this group. My fiance and the fact that the robot revolution won't take away my job as a sports broadcaster.
Bullshit.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, Cody. Take that last sentence away. He then followed it up with, maybe skip the last one, went for a joke and it failed. Sorry, Cody. I didn't read that until just
That's
now.
That's fine. Welcome to the last 30 minutes of this episode. If I were David Letterman, I'd be throwing pencils up at the ceiling at this point. All right. So let's get sappy and talk about what we're actually thankful for. Dalton, I want you to go first.
In all seriousness.
Yeah, this is serious now. Yeah. We're being for real. So if you guys don't want to hear us like actually whine and cry about things we like, just wait for Pro Wrestling Unscripted tomorrow. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah. I'm seriously thankful for you guys. Like, as a whole, I had a really, really rough year at the beginning of the year. Something really bad happened.
Yes, it did.
And completely ruined me for a good amount of time. But the only thing that kind of kept me positive in life wasn't what I was doing at school or anything that I did with my job. It was literally coming here Sunday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays and recording. Some days it felt like the worst job in the world to come in and record, but I knew that it was the only thing that was going to make me happy. And being around you guys probably was the only thing that got me out of that funk that I was in for such a long time.
I don't like you referring to this show as a job.
At the time,
we don't get paid for it.
Well, yeah, no, but like at the time.
Why do you think every time I check my bank account, I have money, I go, woo!
But yeah, no, and just like the whole, like, I didn't want to be here, but by the time I got done recording, I was happy I was here. And just being around you guys always put me in a better mood. And even now that I'm out of school and I have a job, I'm still here every night because it's what makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm actually really, really thankful for you guys. Even though, like, the jokes get thrown my way, it's nice to have, like, a family that you care enough about to see every day.
I think, you do catch a lot of the jokes. You do. But, you know, for all of the jokes, I don't think there's a single person in the group that doesn't legitimately care about everyone else in the group.
Except for Cody. He hates me.
I don't think Cody hates any.
I'm not entirely sure Cody's capable of hate.
All right. So when we were at the Comic-Con event at SEMO, at the River Campus, I ran into somebody. It was Devin. Devin Niswanger.
Oh, yeah. Devin.
Who was telling me all these, like, crazy stories about Cody and how wild he was. I was like, wait, Cody Sandusky?
He was like, yeah.
He's like the straight-laced guy of the group. He's like, he's as uniform as Johnny Unitas' haircut.
You can set your watch to that.
Yeah. Cody's like the voice of reason.
I was
going to
say, he's the good one.
Yeah.
He's the pure one.
So I need to talk to Cody about these long nights that he's having. I don't know if we're going to go around the room, so just keep going, Dalton. Just speak out. Just speak word.
Can we go to Asa? I already gave my serious one.
Well, there's multiple. Is that all you're thankful for? What are you thankful for?
I mean, I'm happy that I have a job that I enjoy what I do every day. Like, that's awesome.
Don't say what it is.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'm thankful that I have you guys. I have my job. I haven't had any major illnesses that's happened in the last year, knock on wood.
That you know about.
Oh,
that's not funny. Please, let's not make that joke.
2016 is not over yet, man. Like, you can't.
So, yeah, I said.
You're going to be counting your eggs, man.
I said a week ago when we watched the John Oliver thing, like farewell to 2016, I said, when we still have, 7 weeks left in 2016, more things could go wrong. Literally that day or the day after, my computer broke. So, yeah, it's like, fuck. 2016's never going to be done. I said the F word, didn't I?
I was gonna turn it into the, I'm thankful for clean language. But I didn't think that was any good, so I didn't.
It's Thanksgiving.
But then I kind of did anyway. I don't know.
It's Thanksgiving. We can get away with it on this show. Kids love squalor, is what I hear. Asa, what about you?
Aside from like the obvious, like friends, family, all of that, I have to say I'm genuinely thankful for CCW because like it's no secret to anyone who listens to anyone who's listening to this, who listens to PWU or has listened to PWU. It's very hard for me to continue to really be a huge wrestling fan when all you have is WWE, when the easiest option is WWE.
Yeah.
And CCW has really kind of found a really great outlet to be able to enjoy just wrestling, like without having to worry about just the insanity of a 70-something year old man.
Yeah.
In charge and who only wants to see things that way.
Yeah.
It's
a great
alternative. Like, so like the shows themselves are great, but also just like everyone involved with it who has given us the time of day and even more so like that we can actually like call friends.
Yeah.
Has just been incredible.
We have befriended a bunch of the people from there.
Yeah, but
Jason
like,
Wells,
Brandon,
Lee Montgomery,
Billy,
Brandon,
yeah.
Billy, Ken Murphy, great guy.
Even
Austin
like
Lane.
Hollis, yeah, Austin, like
Hollis,
you know.
Yeah.
Just anyone who they actually make it feel worthwhile to be a wrestling fan. So as opposed to, you know, the big leagues WWE where they're going to do what they want to do, your opinion doesn't matter. Like, you don't get that from anyone at CCW. You really get the feeling that they're grateful for us being there.
Yeah.
And not just us, like, because we have the podcast and we talk about them and we plug them, just like literally every single person in that build, like in the building that goes there.
Yeah. Like even
anyone
even
who
people,
pays a ticket, just
even people we don't agree with.
Right.
Even people we may not be big fans of, I've never seen the CCW guys be anything other than cordial to everybody.
Right.
And you're absolutely right when you say that, you know, they're nicer than they should be and the way they treat us. I mean, I remember after the last show, Brandon messaged us and was like, hey, was that good? You like that, guys? That was really good, right? And we're just like, yes, you're fantastic. You know, Billy beside me, he's like, how'd you like, you know, this and that? And I'm like, it's great. Like, you don't even, I know you don't need our approval. But it's so flattering that you would ask us, hey, did you like it?
Wait a minute. You're going to say Billy Hills has been cordial to people? He has flat out said he'll punch them all in the mouth.
He had a conversation with the man who has been threatening him physically for months. The man is a saint, and I will not have you be disparaging Farmer Billy.
Can we just say a special, because we're obviously thankful for all of those guys, but a special thank you to Farmer Billy Hills, because he's a special kind of thank you.
He's the best kind of thank you.
We've made such good friends with a lot of those guys. I didn't expect Brandon to be to fit in so well, like with us and like the things we're doing. Because Brandon was the first guy we ever had on the show.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He was the first special guest on PWU in general. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had like Big Johnny in the past, stuff like that, but he was a member of the core group.
Yeah,
Brandon was the first outsider we ever had come in to Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Mm-hmm. Except for I think Danny, one of Hunter's friends, did the show.
Yeah, Danny did one. Yeah.
But I mean, like again, he's one of the core kind of people.
He had an in, like he was friends with Hunter. Yeah,
but Brandon had no reason to come over here. He had no reason to say hi to us, and he came on the show. He was hilarious. He was amazing. That final promo was insane. Mm-hmm. Billy Hills, same thing. Came over, played Turtles in Time with us, made Dante laugh. Mm-hmm. You know, then Jason and Lee came in. It's just incredible what those guys have done for us.
Yeah,
and whether we do this show or not, we would still be there every show.
Oh okay. Yeah,
yeah. Which again, Allie won't be able to make it, so I'm really sad about that. I'm hoping you can pull off a miracle. Like, but again, if you would like to put your resume in to be Shannon's Allie, please send those to anything at podzilla1985.com. It can be anything. It can be, you know, Allie wasn't good enough for you at podzilla1985.com. Allie was never really a wrestling fan. She's just a poser, and you should probably drop her from the show because
she probably doesn't even know that the first ladder match happened in Canada.
Did you know that?
Why would I know that?
It happened in Stampede Wrestling. Junkyard Dog versus... I can never think of who the other person was.
Bret Hart.
No. It was way before him.
Hulk Hogan.
You call yourself a real wrestling fan?
I got...
Oh. Kevin Owens.
It was Owens. Shut up, Alex.
Kevin Owens?
No. God, I can't think of who it is, and it's going to upset me now.
Owen Hart.
Ace is looking it up.
Owen Hart.
No, I'm not.
Now I'm sad.
Teddy Hart.
It's all right.
Teddy. Oh.
What's Allie thankful for?
Allie, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for, of course, you know, family and everything, but I'm also thankful for the gang and everyone here, because in high school, I had friends, and I was in marching band, but I never felt like I had a core group of people, and then I went into college, and same thing, I just went to classes. I would see some people that I knew, and I would say hi to them, but it was just mostly me going to class and then going home, going to work, and then my beginning of sophomore year of college, I started coming back here and hanging out with everyone, really becoming a part of the group. And
yeah.
It's connecting. Just been that way ever since, and I'm really thankful for it.
I'm like the opposite. Like, I have been trying for the past year and a half to get as far away from everyone as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about it. I've made secret plans that never come to fruition, because fruition's a word.
No, I'm wondering what the secret plans were now.
I mean, like, I put in applications to different places across the country.
I thought you were trying to kill us.
No, I never try to kill you.
If he was trying, it would have happened.
Yeah, I'm a big guy. But the point is that, like, no matter how much I try to get away, I can't, because I don't have a quote-unquote family. I have Ryan, who's out in California. I have a couple cousins who I don't really talk to. There's Gina, I talk to online occasionally, and I like her very much. But and then I have my brother, John, who I haven't spoken to since Mom passed away. And then, you know, Al, but again, for situations that I just don't talk to family, you know. So I like to pride myself on that. I don't need anybody. I don't want people around me. But at the same time, like, I feel more complete around you guys than I ever feel any point in my life. I feel like this is that group of people that they write movies about. Like, you have that set of friends that they write a comedy for. And I feel like that's the group we have right now. We have such a strong group that I'm just so attached to that I don't want to lose anybody. And that's the biggest fear I have in life, is that at some point, you know, this can't last forever. The group's going to splinter and people will go their separate ways.
Lives on Donatello. Sorry.
Clearly Leonardo.
Serious moment. I couldn't.
Clearly Leonardo.
Feelings make me uncomfortable. I have to say something funny.
Which is, I don't, it's hard for me to be thankful for something when I'm always afraid I'm going to lose it. Because I don't want to get, I don't want to be happy. I don't want to go, okay, I've got this amazing thing and embrace it. Because, you know, when I learned with my family and my mother and my father and all those other things is that the things that you love will eventually go away. And then you're left with the memory of it. And that memory of it will just obliterate you. And I'm trying really hard not to let that happen, you know? So I'm trying to. I mean,
it can, but at the same time, like, it can be, the memories can be good things.
They are good things. And that's my fault. Like, I'm the one that can't get through my head that, like, oh, no, these are good things. You need to be happy about them because I always equate happiness with loss. You know, the things that make you the happiest are the things that you lose eventually. So I used to never take pictures. Like, there's a huge gap between when I was a child to, a couple years ago, whenever I got my cell phone.
Just like Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that.
So I don't like to remember things because I don't want them to come back to haunt me someday. Like someday I'm going to, God forbid I live another 20, 30 years and Facebook's still around. I'm going to be on Facebook and it's going, here's your memory from 30 years ago. And it's going to be a picture of all of us together or something. And I'll remember Ace is dead at this point. Dalton finally got that sex change and he's in Thailand.
He's in Thailand.
Making money.
If he was in Thailand, he wouldn't need the sex change.
Well, he's got those DSLs. He can make some money with those.
You deserve that for what you said in the group chat, though.
I was just about to say, remember what I said about how I know I'm usually the punching bag of the joke?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, no, all jokes aside. And then you go with that.
I think we're, yeah, but to be fair, I think we're all punching bags at some point, except Asa. I don't think Asa's untouchable very much, though. Like, he's the one of the group that everybody's like, oh, no, don't touch Asa.
It's because he will come at you with everything that he has.
He's the golden boy. And we don't have Tanner's thank yous, but I'm going to go ahead and.
He's thankful for, I was about to say buckets.
I knew you were.
It's so funny.
Thanks, man. I'm really happy. I didn't know if that joke was going to land.
Dead air. Tanner's thankful for new opportunities and work. That's the sarcastic one. Mm-hmm. But no, he's got a baby on the way.
Yeah.
Tanner. I'm thankful for Tanner. I know everyone says you should probably change the Thursday show at some point because he's hardly ever on, because he's busy. But I will never change the Thursday show name if I don't have to. Unless the day he says, I don't want my name associated with the show, like some people have said in the past. I'm not going to name names, but it's the price you pay whenever you do a show like this. But I will never change the Tanner Thursday name because Tanner is probably my oldest friend. And I wouldn't even be doing this podcast if not for his small spark of inspiration that he gave me when we were discussing what we would do if we ever did a podcast. So I owe him. And plus, I really like Tanner. I know we all make jokes about him and we make jokes about him a lot. And I'm the worst of it because there was a time when you guys told me, hey, you really need to lay off the jokes on Tanner on the show. But I love Tanner to death and I hope he knows that, you know. Dalton, you go. I'm tired of talking.
Other things I'm thankful for?
Yeah, the things you're thankful for.
No, we changed the topic.
Oh, are we doing Pokemon again?
No.
Things we hate about Nintendo. Go.
We don't have enough time.
That was going to be last week's show.
It really was. And then we changed it the last second to nothing.
Yep.
Because we didn't think we could stall long enough. But look at us now.
We're stall kings. The more we stall,
I think Bob's a stall king.
No, stock.
Oh, stock.
Yeah.
Or is it stalk?
No.
Well, I'm thankful for my cat and my turtles to put this back on, you know, a track.
I know you're thankful for your cat. I know because I have you on Instagram. I've never seen such a young, pretty girl turn into a crazy old cat lady so quickly.
In 2 months.
Her.
Yeah.
She's so precious.
What's just God's little gift.
What's the cat's name again?
Figaro.
I named it. Jeez. I'm the one that suggested it.
No, I found it online.
You found... Oh, yeah, because that's a real rare name, Figaro, for a cat.
It's named after the cat from Pinocchio.
That was so loud and angry.
That has white socks like my cat.
Okay, and what about the turtles? What are their names?
Their names are Seth, Roman, and Dean, and they make up the shell.
And where'd you get that name?
From wrestling.
You find that on the internet too?
It was really hard to find.
Turtles have those. There's something else I'm thankful for. I mean, I have to, I know I joked about, This is going to get awkward for a second, but I do have to say that, and I know this is going to be awkward, so I apologize, but I just want to make special mention of that. I really am thankful for Lindsay, and I'm not trying to, you know, start anything, but I mean, this is the person, and I hope she's listening, because this is the person that has been my best friend for most of my life, and there was a huge patch of time where it was very rough between us just last year. In fact, if you remember those episodes where Shannon wasn't on the show, it's probably related to that. But if you want to know why that happened, go back and listen to the two sappy episodes I did about Lindsay and Allie and all these other things. That's all I'll say about it. But the point is that if not for her and Bob, let me lump Bob into that too. If not for Lindsay and Bob, I wouldn't be here today. Because while you guys are definitely like the family that I always wanted, for the longest time, I didn't have you guys. And Lindsay and Bob were there for me all the time and never gave up on me. And I had some dark moments. I mean, I had times. You think I'm bad now. I've been worse. And they never gave up on me. So I am exceptionally thankful for those two for never abandoning me when they should have. Everybody should. Like, don't get me wrong. You should all go away. But I'm very happy that you don't. I might not say it all the time, but I'm extremely happy that you don't.
I wanted to do a bit, but I can't.
You can. Because
again, it's the feelings make me uncomfortable. So I have to make humor because that hides the real things. So I really, when you're like, you should all just abandon me, I really just wanted to be like, okay, turn off the mic and just leave.
Be like, well, actually, coming to Podzilla 1985, the Dalton Ace of Power Hour.
There were a couple people that did abandon me that. A couple of them have come back around. Like, you know, I want to send a special shout out to John Massey and I. We're really not close for a while, but we have worked things out. And if nothing else, I'm thankful for closure. Closure is important. There are some people that I never get closure with, but I gave myself closure because I deleted them and blocked them, and I never have to speak to her or him again. And by her and him, I mean two specific people. I'm not going to name names.
I was going to say, I was like, well, I mean, I would assume it was specific people because you just, you know, you pointed them to do her. You didn't say or.
You know who I'm talking about, though.
Jesse?
I love Jesse. Jesse's another person that, my God, sometimes I think he's a real bastard. Jesse Kimball. Like, and I've said this to his face.
Well, it's because you guys are closer to brothers than, oh, yeah. Like, you know, you talk about family, but like, yeah. You guys really are just like the brothers of the group.
We really are. Like, we're super, and there was the time when we really weren't, because I left GameStop and he still worked there. And then there was the whole, you know, Katie fiasco where they were close. And then this happened with the other group of friends, and all these group of friends are like, she was very much like the toxic poison of the group. I think she's a sponsor of the show too. If you ever wonder if there's bias in this show, there's not.
That so if you funny. Donate to the Patreon, and you are not safe. Yeah. We'll take your money.
I mean, I'm thankful that she's so happy with the show that she's, you know, promoting it. It doesn't mean that I'm happy with decisions that have been made. But anyway, Jesse and I didn't speak for so long. And then, you know, Gaming Grounds opened up and I brought him in to it. And we just kind of picked right off where we left off at. And Jesse and I argue probably more than any of the rest of us argue. Because me and Jesse go just hard sometimes at each other. But yeah, we're very much like brothers.
Like the day that you guys thought it would be hilarious to prank the group chat. And Jesse just went straight for the jugular.
He went hard. To be fair, he asked me if he could.
No, that's what I mean. That's why I said you pranked, like, you pranked us. It was Shannon and Jesse versus Cody, Tanner, Hunter, and Dalton and I. Cause we're just like, cause I was getting ready for work, and I'm just like scrolling through, reading the morning backlog, and I kind of see a situation building, and I'm like, oh, it's gonna be uncomfortable. I'm just gonna let it resolve itself. And then, like, the bomb gets dropped, and I know it says seen by, and I just like, oh, I wish I would give anything to give that up. Like, I didn't see any of it. I don't know what you guys
did. What I was doing? I was running an electronic soundboard on my iPad for an assembly, and I was getting updates in real time because I was hooked up to internet. So as I'm trying to work and pay attention to, like, play cues, I'm seeing you and Jesse going back and forth, and then the big one happens, and I'm like, but I still have to work.
If you guys want to know what the big one is, message me and I will tell you.
Oh, it was so good. It was
no,
so good.
I disagree.
Well, in retrospect,
I haven't entirely forgiven you guys for that.
I have a couple more here that I want to say. We got about 10 more minutes.
I have a serious one.
I do too.
Okay. You want to do yours?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Really good music came out this year.
Yeah. Tribe Called Quest new album is so good.
Lumineers had a fantastic album. Weezer had a great album after like their last three have been garbage. Avett Brothers had a fantastic album come out.
Blink-182.
Yeah, California was another good one too. Yeah. And then the one that I know Asa and I are probably the most excited for.
Hamilton.
I've never listened to it.
Me neither.
But Gambino has a album coming out next Friday.
Yep.
And I'm going to try my best to get that day one.
You're hyped.
Oh, so much. It's
you don't
so
get
good.
Hyped.
I'll stay hyped until December 2nd. And then after that, because all of his albums have been fantastic. But yeah, no, this year has been amazing for new music.
And games. Like, yeah. Since we're on it, like, I know it seems trivial, but video games really
like
are.
Like media, yeah. Just,
yeah,
you know,
just media in general.
The same thing,
yeah.
Well, and, like, I can tie this one in, too, because, like, Villainous Grounds.
Yes, I was going to get to that in a second.
Because, like, DC Rebirth has been amazing. Like, yeah. It's been so good. Like, Jesse and I keep talking about, we're wanting to do kind of, like, a review segment on Nerd Up, just to kind of Rebirth in general. And we did a little bit 1-2 weeks ago, I think. But it's just, it's so in depth and like, there's so much good that they're doing right now. And then that goes hand in hand with Villainous Grounds.
Oh,
like,
God.
Because Cape has been lacking in a really great comic book store. Yeah. Like, it's just something that we don't have.
Well, it still is though.
And no, that's what I mean. And like, and I don't want to take anything away from the comic strip because he's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
It's just, there's kind of like an inconsistency there that even people that I know who will go to him exclusively will admit to. But David and Mary Jo up in Perryville they just in general, like taking away how nice and friendly they are, like their selection and their timeliness and, you know, oh, hey, this got damaged because Diamond is a garbage company, but we have a replacement, you know, coming in. So we're just going to go ahead and put that aside for you. Like they know how to run a business and they do it very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they are just the nicest people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They hit everything. They hit all cylinders. It honestly, like, I am legitimately surprised of how well that place is run.
Like
not just the friendliness, like you said, but just the professionalism, mm-hmm. the kindness, the,
oh, yeah.
The fact that they can relate to you so well and they're genuinely funny and cheery. And I imagine, I can't help but feel they have bodies in the basement or as soon as you leave, they're cussing about you. But no, it's not true. They're just that good. And the store's that good. And the coffee's that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm in there a couple times a week. And every time, like, I go in after work now instead of before.
Yeah.
Because I need to pick me up. Like, not the coffee. Just a smiling face that talks to you that actually isn't like.
I pray to whatever God is there listening that nothing bad ever happens to them or turns them sour to humanity. Because that
they're
would
too
be,
pure for this world.
They are. That would be the darkest timeline. And we can't praise Villainous Grounds enough.
And I made the joke last week at some point, like when I says like, oh no, it's my happy place. No, but it really is. Like every week.
Oh yeah.
Like I very much look forward, cause I know Jesse goes every other week. But I make it up there at least once a week, just kind of like, it's like my little solo trip. I drive up there. I talk with them for a while. I get a coffee and
the
then
sanctuary.
And I just kind of get to spend some time usually to myself. And
yeah.
So I'm. Super thankful for
I can't wait for another month we can use them as a sponsor. And by that, I say...
Just look for any reason.
Yeah, it's like, hey, can we just put your name on the show? We just like to talk about you. We got about 3 minutes left, and as host, I have a couple just random things I would like to say real quick. Since I do have the red mic.
Yes.
Okay.
The microphone
as everyone can see.
The microphone don't sell me.
Yeah. We need to start being a lot more thankful towards me and not sarcastic.
I mean, really. I like this microphone.
You're welcome. So. I sold it to you.
All right, so real quick, because I know there are certain people that are close to us that I really do want to thank just separately. I want to thank Lonnie, who owns the store here. I know we go through some things together, but I also consider him very much like a brother. And, again, he's helped me out whenever I need it. So I know I'm very critical of him, but we couldn't do this show without him because he gives us a place to do it, if nothing else. So I want to thank him for that. I want to thank Cody. I'm thankful for Cody because Cody is so much better than us at this job. And the fact that he did the sports show for so long just because he could, like we didn't pay him, we didn't offer him anything, but he did it anyway. And he was so good at it. And I really hope that he will do it again in the future. He's just a good guy too. Like, I am so happy when Cody comes in. He comes in maybe once every 2 weeks or so because he's so busy. But when he comes in, I'm super happy because Cody always puts me in a good mood. Mm-hmm. His innocent rage, because his rage is so much different than our rage. His rage is funny and endearing, mm-hmm. whereas ours is just.
He has an energy about him that's just like.
He does.
Like, he just kind of exudes like friendliness.
Yeah. Absolutely. I want to say a special thanks, and that I'm thankful for Hunter, because Hunter really did, I strive to be like him when it comes to this stuff. He's so good on the radio. He's so good at what he does. And if I can be a fraction of how good he is, I'm happy. And I'm still striving to be that. So someday, maybe. And plus, he's just been a good friend. I know we had a rough patch last year too, and I'm thankful that we patched that up and that I can say that he is my friend again. I've already said Tanner, so we don't have to talk about him again. Dalton.
Yay.
There have been many, many times you and I have talked off of this show about my personal life, and you've helped me out. And you are also one of those people that, even though I know I give you a lot of shit, when you come in, I'm genuinely happy because you always put me in a good mood. Every so often, you don't. And I remember specifically that when we first met and hung out.
Oh, why
did
we keep coming back to this?
I did not like you. Because you flirt with the wrong people. But that aside,
we need to have a Mr. 100 Presents again, and we're just going to flesh all this out. We're gonna go.
I don't like to talk about my personal life on the show generally, as a rule.
You have done two whole shows.
He's done more than that.
You have done more than two whole shows. Three whole?
No.
Four?
I've done two shows about the subject, and that was a year ago, and I haven't touched it since.
Yeah, but before that, you also the first Why of Sly.
Oh, God. Shut up.
That was around
bringing up these shows.
Yeah.
So you know
that's
what?
Bullshit. We're going to do that.
So I'm thankful for Dalton for being here. Asa, my very good friend.
I don't like
this. No, don't you hide.
The time hoodie goes up. It's uncomfortable.
Of all the people that I've met in the past few years, I would say you have become the closest friend that I have. I trust you more than I trust most people. And even though you get in a bad mood, sometimes I get in a bad mood. We're very alike in a lot of ways.
In the worst ways.
In the bad ways, not in the good ways. But you've been such an incredible friend. And I don't think I could keep doing this show without you. Because, you know, there's a reason that we always joked, I always want to do Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. Because I knew that if I could do a show with anybody, I wanted it to be you. And I'm so thankful that you do this show with me. You know, I couldn't do this show. It can't just be Mr. 100 anymore. It can't. Just like Podzilla 1985 can never just be mine because everyone has a piece of it. I can't do the show without you. So I'm just thankful that you're in my life. I really am. You're one of my best friends, if not close to my best friend at all. And I'm so happy that you still come in here and hang out with me. So.
Well, duh.
And one last person, Allie. All right. So that's the show for tonight.
Oh, okay.
No, last thing, Allie came into my life over a year ago, probably close to 2 years ago, maybe even over 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and very randomly came into all of our lives. Just kind of appeared one day for reasons that we won't go into.
She just spawned in.
She just spawned like a bad video game. Like,
random encounter.
How the hell did she come from behind that corner? There was no one there a second ago. I looked there.
How did it get me?
Now I'm getting shot in the back. But Allie came into all of our lives, and I know for a lot of people, I joke that she's like the dorky little sister of the group. And I think for some people that's true, but that's not true for me.
It's true for Calvin.
It's true for Dalton, except for those times he tried to.
Aren't you older than Calvin?
No.
No.
No, are you serious? He's older than me.
Yeah, Calvin.
Is he really?
Calvin's like 46.
He's not 40.
You agreed.
He's older than Shannon. I think it's just because like there was that like brief window that I went to school with him. So like, I just see him as like the younger, but like much younger.
Yeah. No, that's the little sister.
Well, because I always forget that like Jesse's older than I am, and Tanner and Dalton are that much younger than I am.
Yeah.
I put all four of us like locked in right at the same age, even though that's just not true. And so I always just kind of associate Calvin as being like
younger. Cat. Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't mean to interrupt you. I got real confused.
She's the baby sister.
Okay.
If we had known Calvin when we were younger, that would be the cute sister that one of us would eventually marry.
You were thanking me.
Oh, yeah. So she came into the group, and I know for a lot of people she's a friend, but to me she's much, much more. And you have shown me way of life that I did not think was possible before. You have opened my eyes to things that I did not know. You have made me realize things about myself that I did not realize. You have done more for me in the 2 years that I've known you than probably anybody else has for my entire life. So I say I can't do the show without Asa. I can't do life without you. And I know that it's rough sometimes being my friend. I know it's rough knowing me. It's never fun. At best, it's enjoyable, but on limited. It's like Destiny. You log in for an hour and then you're done with it for the rest of the day. Same thing with Shannon.
No!
But this, I'm thankful most of all that you continue to put up with me. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I don't want to get too sappy because I'm basically an oak tree at this point. Do they have sap? It's a tree, right?
It's a Pokemon professor. He's Gen 1.
He's the one that wears a shirt.
If you gut him, will he drip sap?
One way to find out.
Oh no, is she here?
So thank you, Allie. And last, and I'll say more sappy things after the show. I think we should all be thankful for the people listening.
Yes. Oh yeah. Especially the ones still listening to this episode.
I stand by that. I think this episode was good. I think once the turning point happened and we all got very legitimate, it's a very endearing episode. There. You can see the jump from just real assholes to, oh, they're actual people. Look at that. But we've been doing this show for over a year and a half now. It's going to be 2 years in April, which blows my mind. I cannot believe I've stuck with something for almost 2 years because I don't. I'm like a man on drums. I hit and run. I heard that in a song once. I thought that would be clever. But the fact that we've been doing this for 2 years and we've had more success now than we've ever had. More people are listening. People are noticing us. People buy our merch, like the Press Start to Join show in Canada, which is a lovely place, I hear. And I hope to visit it someday soon. That you guys continue to listen to the show just blows my mind. And Ace, I know you agree with me on that.
Oh, yeah.
That people would still tune in week after week to listen to us ramble. But thank you guys so much. I would say we can't do this show without you, but that goes without saying, but I'm saying it anyway. So thank you guys. And I hope you continue to listen to the show because we have quality programming too.
PWU and Nerd Up are usually real solid.
Yeah. Tana Thursday is good for a LARF occasionally. And then this show, that comic book show was real good.
Yeah.
That was a great show. That's in our top 10. The one that we did with Ethan. I'm thankful for Ethan too. He's like,
Wait a minute. Which one?
The one where we discuss Punisher versus Batman.
Yeah.
Wasn't that? Oh, that was Ethan. I'm thinking about the Amazing Spider-Man one. My bad.
No, that was JR.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. That was not one of the top shows.
No, but I am thankful for JR. He's another guy that, like, I didn't think I would befriend and has become friends with me. And he's such a cool guy. Such a nice guy. I hope he's listening too, because I have a special shout out to JR. So that's it. That's all. We're thankful for everything. We said this is a shitty year, and it is, but it doesn't change what we're thankful for, because those things we'll be thankful
kinda
for. Kind of
highlights the stuff that we are thankful for.
Yeah. Makes the good better. It really does.
Yeah.
So that's it. I think that's the show. That's our Thanksgiving show.
It's not, though.
What?
It's not, because I'm going to go ahead and just speak for everybody. If anyone has a problem with it, message me. And that everyone in the group chat, everyone who's done any sort of appearance on any of these shows is clearly thankful for you.
Oh, well.
Too bad. You did me, so... Buckle up, Cupcake.
You do you. That's the rule.
Then I'm thankful for me. No, I'm not. But no,
you know how I feel.
Because literally, like, you say you can't do the shows without us, but like, we could not do the shows without you because there would be no show. Like, Jesse had started Pen and Nerd and Nerd, and so like Nerd Up would, you know, still be going, but you know, as part of the bigger network, like PWU, definitely wouldn't be a thing. Being able to do this show, which even though I come in and sometimes I'm not in the mood to record or anything like that, like tonight, I had a real crappy day today, and I wasn't super looking forward to recording tonight, but it's still, like, it lifts my spirits, it puts me in a better mood, and it's because of getting to hang out with you and talk with you.
And it's not even just the shows, it's how much you put into our lives after and just with everything.
And, like, coming into the store, because I still tell the story of when we first, like, is that S.A. Rios? You know who S.A. Rios is?
That was one of my, that's one of my favorite first encounters I've ever had. That we bonded over S.A. Rios.
It's the most he's impacted. That's the most S.A. Rios has impacted anyone's life, I'm pretty sure.
That's true.
But so, and even just like the, being able to do these shows, like I've gone from just kind of like, I still don't like listening to my voice, but like the stuff that we do, I think, is really good. And I think the fact that places like Villainous Grounds and Cape Championship Wrestling and Press Start to Join, like David Hahn, Jeremy Hahn, David Hahn. Wow.
It's okay. It's late. It's late.
It's late. Like all of that is because of you and like the work that you put into it. And again, but also, you know, you're just a terrific friend and we're all very happy that you're around. And
I want to, like, when I was talking about you and you countered, you wanted to cover up and go, you know, I don't like feelings. Mm-hmm. My first instinct is to argue with you and tell you how awful I am. But in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I don't know if I ever tell you guys this, but just how much it means to me that I am appreciated at any time by anybody, because I don't have a lot of appreciation for myself. Yeah, it's not a gimmick. It's not a bit.
We got you, though.
Yeah. So that you guys care about me means the world to me. You know, my own family didn't care about me. So the fact that I have people that don't have to and do, that means a lot. So, Dalton, do you have anything to say about me?
If you turn this into a bit, I will choke you.
Why did you look at me and say everything that Asa said encompassed all of it?
But he said all of it.
He did. Which
she jumped in.
And then let me just, I love you? I was the mouse in his pocket.
Why'd you put a question mark on it?
Did someone put a question mark in the teleprompter? What's going on? No, it's fine. I'm just joking. I don't know how to end the show now because I wasn't expecting that. Like that wasn't a thing that I was like, oh, by the end of the show, guys, you better talk about me.
That was Stephen Colbert jumping in at the end of Jon Stewart.
Do not compare me to Jon Stewart. I am no Jon Stewart, sir.
Now watch.
No one is, to be fair.
He's just going to cut the show off 3 minutes before like that. Just
okay, guys, that's it. And then right before I can get that last... That
and more, you go, no, it's not.
And click.
Oh, that's the Thanksgiving Day show. We hope you guys enjoy it. It's 2 days before Thanksgiving, but that's fine. It's fine. PW is tomorrow. We're going to preview Cape Championship Wrestling's November Knockout. We're super excited. We're also going to talk about Survivor Series, mm-hmm. Goldberg versus Lesnar.
We're going to give more NXT. Time than what they gave it.
It's true. NXT.
We're
going to
talk about NXT.
Oh, my God. So good. It's a big day for wrestling. So stay with us tomorrow. We're going to preview that. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving. No Tanner Thursday this week. We'll be back on Sunday with Nerd Up after tomorrow. And we'll see you guys then. And happy Turkey Day. And God bless all of you. And we love you so much. Dalton, since you didn't have anything nice to say about me, do you have something to say about the people before we go?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.